Sons Nova. Just a group of friends in Portlaoise who got together 3 years ago and are now releasing their very first single. We're very much trying to get the local music industry back on its feet, because it'll probably and sadly be the last element of Irish life to come back to normal, live music. Anyway, hopefully sooner rather than later, but that is a matter for, I suppose, government, and it's outside even their control, depending on how the virus behaves. Now, the government is getting it in the neck on the programme today. Earlier, nurses and midwives said they felt abandoned, initially because they didn't get enough PPE when the crisis started. Now there are problems of childcare, and there are problems also around sick leaves. A number of staff in the Irish health sector who have contracted COVID is astronomical. As a ratio, it's higher than any other country on the planet. And then that in turn puts those who remain in the service under more and more pressure. Dentists are now saying they feel a dereliction of duty has been performed by the government. Let's hear why. Fintan Hourihan is chief executive of the Irish Dental Association. What's this dereliction of duty you describe, Fintan? Good morning.
Good morning, Will. There has been a problem historically with support for patients getting their dental care and treatment. So over the last 10 years, we would have seen €1 billion taken away from the cost of dental care for patients by the state under the medical card and the PRSI schemes. Obviously, fast forward to the pandemic, and we had all the problems that we're all familiar with at this stage. Dentists have now reopened gradually in many cases, and we're extremely disappointed at the talk of promises, but the lack of delivery on those promises by the Minister has made all sorts of promises.
I apologise, we may have to call you back on the mobile because it's a slightly scratchy connection there. I'll just try and translate what you said, that you feel there's a dereliction of duty because that PPE initially was not provided, and now that you're reopening, you're finding it difficult to secure it, is it?
Yes, 7 weeks ago, the Minister for Health promised that PPE would be made available to dentists, and we have had no PPE made available to dentists, and that's compounded the problem that many of them have had in reopening their surgeries, and has caused big delays, particularly for medical card patients. And many dentists are now saying they can no longer continue to see medical card patients because of problems with the scheme. But also, I think this is really the final straw as far as many dentists are concerned. And that's very unfortunate for patients who deserve a fair deal in terms of their dental care, particularly medical card patients who depend on the support of the state.
Okay, we have a better connection now, by the way, which is great. But before COVID, your members would have always practiced PPE. The very nature of the job required it. So surely they had stockpiles, no?
No, you're correct. And dentists, I suppose, have an advantage in many ways in that patients are familiar with seeing them wearing gowns and masks. What happened was that prior to the reopening on the 18th of May, the regulatory body, the Dental Council, said that because there are certain types of dental procedures that generate a spray, that dentists needed to take enhanced measures to take to secure additional PPE above and beyond that which they normally use for seeing patients. And that's what's different, I suppose, now compared to pre the pandemic.
So how expensive is this gear? Because we're hearing from listeners they're being charged anywhere from €18 up to €50 in one outlier of a case. Is it really that expensive?
Well, I think if dentists are reviewing their fees, it doesn't just reflect the cost of PPE, because what they're also experiencing is that whereas before they may have 15 appointments in a day, now they have 8 to 10 appointments. So clearly they're seeing fewer patients. The dentists obviously have to cover the cost of providing the treatment, and if they're seeing fewer patients, they may be reviewing their fees. To answer your question, the cost of the PPE can vary, but it's usually €20 to €25. It will depend on the setup in the dental surgery, but we have independent evidence that this is an additional cost. So, as you said, dentists were already using PPE. They're now taking on enhanced PPE, but they're also saying that because they have extra precautions to take, that is taking longer with each appointment, and that's probably why they're now reviewing their fees.
Well, if a dentist is charging, and in this case it was itemized on a receipt at €18 for the PPE for the nurse and for the dentist, that's €9 each. Does that sound right? Because, again, to a layman, it appears very expensive.
I think what dentists would say is that, I suppose, the laws of supply and demand, they would have seen a tenfold increase in the cost of masks. They would have seen an increase in the cost of gloves and gowns and headgear. And as I say, if they're reviewing the charges, they're reflecting the cost that they are incurring in sourcing the equipment. It's not possible to comment on, because there may be different scenarios. Might be talking about a surgery where they are taking on particular types of treatment. So all I can say is that on average, there is a noticeable increase in the cost of PPE.
Well, do you know in general how your members are reviewing their fees? What tends to be the standard practice?
Well, you know, firstly, it's important to say that this is a decision they all make themselves separately. So it's not as if there's a national rate or even a local rate. So what they will do is simply look at the cost that they're incurring in running their practice and try and recoup that in the charges that they impose on patients. It's important to say, I think, just because very often many people don't understand this, with the medical card scheme in particular, whereas a medical doctor will receive €150 million in total, all the medical doctors for running their dental or their medical practice, the dentists get zero. So they have to cover entirely the cost of running their practice from their own funds. And those funds obviously are generated by the fees that are charged to patients. But
dentists appreciate that. What
have an obligation to display their fees.
Afford, though, Mr. Horan, a medical card patient will be the person who has low disposable income. That's why they qualify in most cases. What if they can't afford the additional cost?
Well, if they can't afford it, and dentists do see the vast majority of dentists in practice see medical card patients, the scheme is as good as the funding that's provided by the state, because the state offers assistance to medical card patients. What the fees paid to dentists are probably half of the normal fee that will be charged to anyone else. But what we've seen over the last while is that the state has cut back the funding. So that's money that's taken away from patients towards the cost of their dental treatment. And if the dentist still has to meet the costs of providing the treatment and running their practice, and there's a growing gap between what they are being paid by the state and what costs they're incurring, then it's hardly surprising that many dentists are saying, I can't continue to subsidize care for medical card patients, even though that's what I want to do, is to provide care for all patients in the community.
What's the solution?
Well, the solution, as we've been calling for many years, is the replacement of the scheme. And it was unfit for purpose before the pandemic. We've had countless discussions with ministers over the years, and we got one excuse after another. It seems quite cynically they're waiting for the scheme to collapse and look to blame everyone but themselves. They're the ones who walked away from the scheme as far as 2008. So really, the bullet is in the court of the Department of Health.
Right, and Fintan, unfortunately, the connection is just so poor. I don't feel we can continue, but I got the gist of your point. You feel the scheme isn't fit for purpose and must be reviewed. And thank you for taking our call today. That's Fintan Horahan. He's Chief Executive at the Irish Dental Association. 083 30 10 103, the Midlands 103.